On August 29, 1793, a proclamation resonated through the French colony of Saint-Domingue. This declaration, crafted by Toussaint Louverture, was more than words on paper. It was a rallying cry for unity and action among the enslaved population. The stakes were high. Slavery had ensnared over 500,000 Africans in a relentless cycle of exploitation. Yet within this darkness, a flicker of hope emerged as the aspirations for liberty and equality began to take shape. Toussaint Louverture's early life remains cloaked in mystery. Estimates of his birth range from the late 1730s to the early 1740s, with no official records to confirm his origins. His father, Hippolyte, held a respected position among the enslaved, and Toussaint's upbringing was influenced by a mix of African traditions and colonial education. Despite his frail health in childhood, he grew into a strong figure, adept in horsemanship and educated by his godfather. This education opened his eyes to the moral injustices of slavery. At the heart of Saint-Domingue lay a thriving economy built on sugar and coffee production. The wealth generated by this colony was derived from the labor of those enslaved, living under harsh conditions. Maroon communities began to form, led by early figures like François Macandal. Their dreams of liberation stirred a growing tension, especially amidst a significant population of free mixed-race individuals, known as mulattoes, who faced their own challenges against legal discrimination. By the late 1780s, Toussaint had gained his freedom but chose to remain on the plantation where he had once been enslaved. His experiences as a domestic servant provided him with insight into the slave economy. Though liberated, Toussaint felt a deep solidarity with those still suffering, and the ideals of the French Revolution ignited his aspirations for change. This period stirred a collective yearning for freedom, escalating across the colony. In 1791, the sparks of rebellion ignited during a voodoo ceremony led by a priest named Duddy Bookman. This event catalyzed a violent uprising, leading enslaved people to rise up against their oppressors. Initially, Toussaint appeared to take a back seat, but he later claimed involvement from the beginning, ultimately transforming from a background figure into a leader. He adopted the title of General Doctor, recognized for his skills as a healer amid the chaos. The story of Toussaint Louverture is one woven with resilience, education, and leadership against the brutal backdrop of slavery. It embodies the quest for identity, the struggle for freedom, and the fight against colonial oppression, marking a turning point in the Haitian Revolution that sought to achieve liberty and equality for all. As the revolutionary storm grew, Toussaint Louverture emerged as a strategic thinker. He recognized that simply rallying people in anger wouldn't secure lasting change. He needed to unite factions within the rebellion, including both enslaved individuals and free people of color. Despite their shared goal of freedom, tensions simmered due to differing interests. In 1793, the tension between plantation owners and the rebelling enslaved population escalated. The newly established National Convention in France declared a war against slavery, a game changer for Louverture and his followers. This declaration presented an opportunity, but it also complicated loyalties. Many plantation owners fled, leaving their estates vulnerable. Toussaint saw this as a chance to gain control over the land and resources needed to sustain the fight. Host aside, was this a calculated risk, or was Toussaint simply seizing the moment? As Toussaint consolidated power, his leadership attracted attention. The rebel army he commanded began to take shape, bringing together formerly enslaved individuals and some sympathetic free people. He organized military campaigns, employing tactics learned from his years as a servant and soldier. His ability to navigate through the complexities of alliances and conflicts proved crucial. However, challenges arose. Some leaders in the rebellion were not keen on Toussaint's growing influence. Disagreements over strategy and vision emerged, with factions vying for control. The summer of 1793 was marked by brutal skirmishes. The French colonial forces fought back fiercely, determined to maintain their grip on the colony. In response, Toussaint adopted a dual strategy. He aimed to outmaneuver the French while also securing support from Spain, which controlled the neighboring colony of Santo Domingo. This gamble increased tensions in the rebellion as loyalties were tested. Then, in a moment that would shift the tide of the conflict, Toussaint led a decisive victory against French troops at the Battle of Vertière. This battle not only solidified his reputation as a military leader, but also emboldened the enslaved population that rallied behind him. With this success came the hope of liberation, but it also set the stage for deeper divisions. Host check-in, as victories mounted, how would Toussaint manage the conflicting ambitions within his ranks? The escalating successes brought increased scrutiny. Outside forces watched closely, fearing the implications of a successful rebellion in Saint-Domingue. Colonial powers were concerned that such a movement might inspire uprisings in their own territories. Toussaint found himself caught in a web of alliances that were as fragile as they were vital. Unsure of whom to trust, he had to navigate a complex landscape where victory on the battlefield could lead to betrayal off it. As he embraced his role as a leader, the stakes grew ever higher. The dreams of liberty were close, but the path ahead was fraught with peril. As the conflict intensified, Toussaint Louverture's leadership faced unprecedented challenges. His victories on the battlefield brought hope, but also deepened divisions among factions. Tensions escalated as rival leaders questioned his methods and intentions. The dream of freedom teetered on a delicate balance. In early 1794, the winds shifted drastically. The French National Convention abolished slavery, a sweeping change that was both a boon and a burden. Toussaint seized this moment to unify the diverse groups fighting for liberation. He realized that a common goal transcended personal ambitions. Working tirelessly, he rallied not only the formerly enslaved, but also free people of color and even former plantation owners who supported the abolitionist cause. In a sense, Toussaint became a bridge among the factions that had previously been at odds. Host aside, what must it feel like to be the anchor in such turbulent waters? As the revolutionary fervor spread, Toussaint's vision of a free Haiti began to take shape. He established a new order, focusing on rebuilding the economy while ensuring everyone had a stake in the future. Despite the emerging challenges from both external threats and internal dissent, he maintained a level of optimism that inspired many. In a surprising twist, Toussaint entered negotiations with the French government. He understood the importance of diplomacy in solidifying hard-won gains. This strategic move demonstrated his political acumen as he sought to protect the revolution's progress from colonial ambitions abroad. However, deep-seated mistrust lingered, and not everyone was convinced of his approach. The climax approached with the rise of external threats. European powers, alarmed by the unfolding revolution, conspired to undermine Toussaint's authority. Betrayals from within his ranks threatened to unravel his hard work. In a dramatic turn, Toussaint was ultimately betrayed by former allies and captured in 1802, leading to an exile that would seal his fate. Host check-in, can hope survive even in the face of betrayal? Toussaint Louverture's legacy, however, transcended his personal story. His commitment to freedom ignited a flame that could not be extinguished. The struggles he faced inspired countless others, culminating in Haiti declaring independence on January 1, 1804. Louverture never lived to see this victory, but his dreams of liberty shaped the nation and reverberated through history. His life serves as a powerful testament to the human spirit's resilience against oppression. Toussaint Louverture may have departed before witnessing the fruits of his labor, but his spirit endures. The quest for freedom and equality, sparked by his unwavering resolve, continues to inspire movements around the world. This legacy reminds us that even in the darkest times, the pursuit of justice never truly dies.